朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
神的话语永远是我们生命的力量和一切供应的需要。
We praise the Lord that God's word is forever our strength in our lives.
请我们打开约翰福音第二章。
Let us open the Bible, the Gospel according to John chapter 2.
我们今天要从第十三节读起。
We shall read starting from verse 13.
读到二十二节。
Until 22.
十三节到二十二节，一共十节圣经。
13 through 22.
请弟兄姊妹，我们打开圣经，找到了一起来读。
Let us open the Bible and read together.
福音第二章十三节，我们一起来读吧。弟兄姊妹，大声一起读啊。
Verse 13.
犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
Jerusalem.
他见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
The money changers.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，告诉兑换银钱之人的银钱。
推翻他们的桌子，
就对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。他的门徒就想起经上记说，我为你的店心里焦急如同火烧。
于是犹太人问他说，
你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这店，我三日内就再建立起来。犹太人便说，这殿46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？但耶稣之话是以他的身体为殿，所以大大从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。这段圣经给人看见的印象，主耶稣好像跟平常我们所见的不大一样。
In this part of scripture, we see a different picture of the image of Jesus.
平常我们看见圣经里面记载主耶稣都是温文儒雅，像中国人说的君子人。
And usually, in the Bible, they recorded Jesus as a perfect gentleman.
没有想到这里做了一件非常特别的事情。
It was a very strange thing that he did in this part of scripture.
如果我们不认识耶稣，甚至我们要说这个人怎么样？这么好像脾气这么大。
We might say, hey, this guy had a hot temper.
为什么他这样子把圣殿里的银钱都可以倒翻？
How can he just pour out all the coins in the temple?
若是有人不认识属灵的事情，甚至要说我们的主不是敬虔的人。
Even if we don't really know our God, we might say that he's not respectful.
怎么可以把圣殿里再这么大闹一场？
How can you do such thing in God's house?
但是弟兄姊妹，我相信我们在这里对于主耶稣既然有深切的认识，知道他是神的儿子。
But now, since we all know in our heart that he is the Son of God,
也许我们就会明白我们的想法可能错了。
Then we will probably guess that maybe our thoughts are not correct.
这里一定有属灵的原因，为什么主这样做
？It must have some spiritual reasons.
主也说明了。
And he did explain that.
他实在不能。容忍在圣殿里面这些已经存在这么久的事情。
Because he cannot tolerate all these things that exist in Kent Temple for so long.
他虽然没有说很多话，只对卖鸽子的说了一些事情。
Although he didn't say much, only said one to those, to the dove, seller.
他说不要把我父的店当作买卖的地方。
He said, do not make the house of my father to become a house of merchandise.
把这些东西拿去，不要把我父的店当作买卖的地方。
He said, get all these out of here.
我想在门徒当时也是非常强的印象，有这么一件事情。
So I believe this leaves a very, very strong impression in the disciples' heart.
所以当时就立刻想起圣经上一句话。
So right away, they were reminded of a scripture.
他说我为你的店心里焦急如同火烧。
He said that for thy house, the zeal for thy house will consume me.
如果我们打开诗篇69篇，我们就会读到这一节圣经。
If we opened our Psalm 69, then we will see where does this come from. Psalm 69 verse 9, it says, "For zeal for thy house has consumed me, and the reproach of those who reproach thee have fallen on me." I think those disciples are quite polite. He did not mention the second half of this verse. I believe when he was doing this, I believe at that time a lot of people were reproaching Jesus. So I can imagine that a spiritual thing is that not totally agreeable to everybody.
无论如何, 主耶稣在圣殿里面把刀, 把这个兑换银钱的人做了推翻, 把卖牛羊鸽子赶出去, 是一件非常特别的事情。
We all have to admit that this, when he chased out the money changer and the oxen and sheep, this is a very, very peculiar thing.
我记得在我自己刚刚信主的时候, 有一位弟兄, 他带领我们,
I remember when I first became a Christian, this leading brother.
当我们读到这段圣经的时候, 他就讲解这段圣经。
And when we were doing the Bible study and come across this scripture, and he said,
你知道我们这样按照次序读圣经有一个好处。
So it's a very good to just follow the schedule to read on the scripture.
因为每一段圣经你都要读到。
Because you have to go through every single verse.
而且有些时候你不能逃避，必须面对这段圣经，到底神的话在这里什么意义？
And sometimes you cannot just skip it because you have to face every single verse to see what the Lord wants to tell you.
我们约翰福音第一章讲了不下六次还七次。
I believe we have six or seven sermons out of the first chapter of John.
第二章今天是第二次。
And this is the second time we preach about the second chapter.
所以我们必须对主的话。
So we really have to just face to face to see what the Lord really wanted to tell us. At that time, that leading brother come across this verse, he wasn't too sure about this verse.
他告诉我们说，你看主耶稣的身体非常的强壮，他可以把绳子做成鞭子，一下就把这些事情都赶出去。
He said, "Well, Jesus must be a very strong man, you know, using this whip made out of those cords. He just can chase out all those people. He must be very strong."
我相信在他有弦外之音，想要讲的话，他不敢讲。
I believe, he really wanted to say something, but he dared not. He didn't quite sure how to say it.
也许经过这么多年之后，我里面有的感觉也是说。 如果我们要做一个传统的基督徒，一定看见这件事情，觉得不敢接受。
I believe now after so many years, if we really want just to be a traditional Christian, we really don't know how to handle this part of the scripture.
难道神不是教导我们一当温柔吗？
Didn't the Lord taught us to be gentle?
神不是教导我们一当忍耐吗？
Didn't he teach us to have patience?
在弟兄这边今天早上，我求大家用一种清洁的灵，在神的面前来主嚼思想这段话。
But I wish that this morning we should all have a very clean spirit to really try to digest this verse.
就可以看见在这里面圣灵所要给我们看见属灵的意思。
Then we can see what is the spiritual meaning that the Spirit wants to show us this morning.
你知道主耶稣去圣殿并不是头一次。
It is not the very first time that Jesus come to the temple.
主耶稣当他生下来的时候，他的父母就把他带到圣殿里面去。
When Jesus was born, his parents brought him to the temple.
以后当他十二岁的时候，圣经里面明明记载，他特别回到耶路撒冷，在殿里面敬拜神。
And when you don't, and also when he is 12, when he was 12 years old, he was brought to the temple to worship.
而且圣经里面记载，他一面学一面问。
And also it was recorded that he learned and then he asked questions.
我相信在那个时候，圣殿里面已经许许多多的事情，像卖牛羊鸽子兑换银钱已经存在了。
I believe at that time when Jesus was those previous visiting, the temple was already having all those people there selling oxen and sheep and have money changers there.
但是这一次当逾越节的时候，主耶稣来到圣殿里面。
But this time during the Passover season, Jesus came to the temple.
他也许多少年的月节都在那里祷告，什么时候父神要他做这件事情？
Maybe for all those previous Passovers, he was there. Every time he was there, and he was praying to the Father, what should he do?
因为我们知道耶稣基督从来不单独凭着自己做一件什么动肉体的事情。
Because we all know that Jesus never do anything according to himself.
这就看见当这一次逾越节的时候主有一个重要的信息要对着神的百姓宣布。
So this time, in this special, in this particular Passover, the Lord have a special message for His people.
上一次我们看见听见这个 Goldberg, 金这个、高德堡弟兄来到这里讲到犹太人怎么过逾越节。
Last, we remember that Dr. Goldberg, have been teaching us in the Passover of the Jews.
犹太人过逾越节是一个洁净的过程。
And in that feast, is a very, it's a process of cleanliness.
照着犹太人的规矩，以色列的男丁每年三次要上耶路撒冷去。
According to the Jewish law, that all men should go up to Jerusalem three times a year.
主耶稣也没有违背这个律法，就上了耶路撒冷去。
And Jesus did not disobey this rule, so he went up to Jerusalem.
当他在耶路撒冷的时候，他当然是目的是为了敬拜神的。
When he went up to Jerusalem, of course, his purpose is to worship God.
但是当他看见圣殿里面的光景的时候，他里面非常的痛苦。
But when he see what's happening in the temple, he feels very bad.
我们知道以色列人到耶路撒冷去过节逾越节的时候，不能空手朝见神。
And we all know that you're not supposed to go to Jerusalem empty-handed.
生命记旧约生命记十四章里面告诉我们。当他们要去敬拜神的时候，一定要带着礼物去。
In Deuteronomy 14, it was recorded clearly that everyone who go up to meet the Lord in the temple should bring gifts.
也不可以在别的地方敬拜神。
And they are not supposed to worship anywhere else.
一定要在耶路撒冷敬拜神。
They have to go to Jerusalem.
而且要在神的圣殿里面献上他的礼物。
And then they have to offer their gift in the temple.
但是有一个问题在这里出现了。
Then there's a problem.
有一些东西当他从家里面带去分别为圣献给神的时候没有太大的难处。
There's some gift you can bring from your house, there's not much problem.
但是有一些东西因为路远的时候带去不方便。
But there's some gift that was pretty inconvenient when you live a long way away from the Jerusalem.
所以圣经里面就有这样定规，你可以把这些东西兑换在你的家乡里面卖掉成为银钱。
So there's this rule that you can sell this gift in your own hometown and make it into a certain amount of money.
神的意思就是说，你把他的钱放在身上带比较容易一点。
Then it means that to bring the money with you is much easier to travel.
当你到了耶路撒冷之后，你就可以把它买成你所要买来献祭给神的东西。
And then when you go in town in Jerusalem, then you use this money to buy the gift.
你可以买牛羊。
You can buy oxen or sheep.
你可以买鸽子。
And you can buy doves.
你可以买清酒，可以买各样的新油。
And you can buy oil or wine.
你可以把它献在神的面前。
And then you give this as an offering to the Lord.
这是在一个非常合理的条例。
It's a very reasonable rule.
神是非常合理的。
Our God is a very reasonable God.
但你知道有些时候人比神还要聪明啊。
But sometimes our man are even wiser than our God.
他把神给他的方便给他的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
The liberty and the convenience that God gave man becoming a chance for the man to take advantage of it.
当这些人需要买牛羊鸽子需要买这些新酒新油的时候。
When all these people come up and they need to buy the oxen, the sheep and dove and all the other things.
你看做生意的人脑筋就开始灵光了。
And the businessmen are starting to have something doing there.
既然有买主，一定就有卖主。
So if somebody want to buy something, of course there's somebody there selling it.
啊，你知道中国人说百物中百客。
There's a Chinese saying that all goods are for somebody.
什么东西都可以卖的。
You can sell anything.
昨天我在车子这个一面开车一面听见 radio 说，就有一个 talk show 里面讲说，各种的发明有一个发明的展览，叫人来投资来卖这些做成这些东西好卖钱的。
I heard on the radio the other day that they have this all new inventions, have a special show that you can go there and put your money in there.
讲的人当然是非常好笑，有些发明你鼓励鼓励，从来不想到竟然会有人要买这些东西。
And they were joking about some of the inventions that they try to patent.
这里他讲这是牛羊鸽子，犹太人很聪明，一想好生意，好生意，绝对做，绝对。绝对好生意。
So all our this Jewish people, they think about, oh, somebody will buy this, this must be good business there.
你知道，而且如果他跟这些犹太祭司们 打通关节的话
especially if they have a good connection with all the priests in the temple,
他这个卖牛羊鸽子可以变专卖，不许到别家去买。
And they can have this exclusive right to sell this animals right there.
啊，那里祭司一看，你的牛羊哪里来的
？And the priest might say, "Hey, where did you get all these sheep and oxen?"
他说，哦，我在家里牵来，那没有办法，那家里牵来一定要接受的。
And so if they then the people will say, "Oh, I brought this from my own house."
And then of course he has to. 耶路撒冷买，你在哪家买的？
And he said, well, if the people come here to offer gifts, say that I bought it here, then the priest will ask, where did you buy it from?
Oh, 他一说在某某在外面哪个地方在城外面买的。
And then he will say, oh, probably I bought it outside of the town somewhere.
犹太祭司很可以说你不行，这个东西不是 kosher.
Then the priest can say, no, this I cannot accept because it's not kosher.
这不能拿来献祭。
And you cannot offer this as gifts.
哦，你在哪里买的？店门口那个某某人哪里买的
？And said, well, if you have to buy it from a certain person right outside of the temple.
那可以。
And then the priest will say, okay, this is fine.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里不仅是卖牛羊鸽子的问题，我相信整个的祭司系统也牵扯在里面。
So I believe not only those people who want to sell these oxen and sheep, and also the priests are also involved in this.
因为犹太人从不同的地方来献祭。
Because Jewish people come from all over the places.
所以钱币不一定通用。
And so the money, they probably use all different kind of money.
也开始有兑换银钱。
And so they have money changers there also.
所以这边变成一个大的生意在这里。
So there's a great business going on right there.
犹太人的圣殿也不仅是敬拜神的地方了。
And so the Jewish temple is no longer only for worship.
变成许许多多的人在这里以敬虔为得力的门路。
And become the
敬虔为 godly, change the godliness.
They change the godliness becoming a way of getting a profit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是主耶稣心里不能忍受的一件事情。
Now this is something that Jesus just cannot stand.
你知道今天我们来到教会里面有很多时候有各样的危险。
You know, there's all kinds of danger even today when we come to church.
你知道当有人知道我跟我太太是侍奉主的人。
There's some people when they find out that we serve the Lord.
有些人就脑筋动得很快。他说你们认识很多人是不是
?And then right away they ask us, oh, then you must know a lot of people.
哎他说教会里付你多少钱一个月啊收入够不够啊
How much money does the church give you? Is that enough?
他说你要不要赚点外快做点零外副业啊
?And so now you want to get some extra cash?
弟兄姊妹你知道吧 ,multi-level, 他要我们开始进入这些金老鼠的这个游戏。
And then right away, they want us to start selling.
等到我跟我太太我们说对不起我们忙得不得了没有时间替你卖东西啊。
And when I tell them, no, we are so busy, we just don't have any time to do the business, to sell things.
你知道中国人的礼貌不愿意对他说我不愿意这样做。
Because this is a sort of a Chinese way of saying no.
结果他还是一直要勉强好这我们买一点东西吧但是。
But then they still want to kind of try to force us down our throat, so we just have to buy some from them.
我们不敢在教会里面卖这些东西。
And we never dare to sell it in the church.
因为你们知道我们在教会里面十几年服侍主从来没有把任何个人的利益放在跟侍奉主放在一起。
Because I think you all understand that in these past years, we never dare to mix our own business, with serving the Lord.
不是因为我们比较笨哈。
It's not because we're not clever.
因为不敢。
Because we dare not.
怕有一天主耶稣在这说把这些卖牛羊鸽子都赶出去我们也被赶出去了。
Because it's one day when the Lord should say, now they'll chase out all those, the money changer and people, then we will be all chased out.
你知道弟兄姊妹我们刚刚开始侍奉主是很天真烂漫哈可以说是。
When we first serve the Lord, we are quite a naive.
我们也不晓得怎么回事。
And we really don't know how to take care of this kind of thing.
有一个我的亲戚就来了。
And then one of my relatives came.
我们很高兴他来听福音啊。
And we're very happy that he will come to listen to the gospel.
教会刚刚起来了。
And that's the very beginning of the church.
过了三五个月他忽然拿了一台电视机到我家里来。
And after a few months, then he gave us a TV set.
哦、oh, 我们亲戚送我们这么重的礼物非常高兴、啊。
And we were so happy, our relative gave us such a good, such a big gift.
我说、哎、
so we're very happy.
客气啊我们什么都有啊你不要客气啊。
So、I said, no, don't be so polite, because we have everything, you know.
他一定要我们收下我们就收下了
And、
亲戚嘛没有关系嘛。
He just have to, he want us to receive it, so, since it's relative, it's okay, so we accept it.
后来有一天过了很久，有一天告诉我他不来聚会了。
And then after a while he said that he no longer want to come.
我后来才明白他为什么把电视机送我。
Then later on I realized why he gave us this TV set.
因为他说你们教会很多人给我买房子啊。
He said because a lot of people from your church bought houses from me.
糟糕，这电视机怎么办？吞下去吐不出来了。
So now that we swallow this TV set, we cannot throw it. Cannot.
我心里难过一件事情，他来到教会里面没有听见福音。
And I feel very sad because he came to church, but he did not listen. They did not get the gospel.
你知道有些东西，有些这个 appliances, 有些东西啊寿命很长，有些东西很短的。
You know, some appliances have a long life and some that doesn't.
你知道我们家大同电锅用了20年。
You know, our rice cooker pot, we used our first rice cooker for 20 years.
我们的烤面包机用了19年。
And our toaster, we used it for about,
21年。
About 21 years.
但是这个电视机用了不到两年就坏掉。
But that TV set in less than 2 years is broken.
但是我心里很高兴，坏掉就坏掉，感谢主，我心里一块石头去掉。
But I'm kind of happy that is broken.
弟兄姊妹们，我心里难过的就是有多少人到教会里面来。他的心不是敬拜神。
And this is really hurt me when I realized that some people who come to church, their heart is really not in worshiping the Lord only.
他的心是为了做买卖图利。
He was thinking about doing business for some profit.
前两天我还遇见一个弟兄姊妹家里，不是我们教会的，开这个感恩礼拜。
And we come across a brother who is not from our church and who had this Thanksgiving special service.
我也去了。
And I went, I joined them.
在那里我向一个白发的老先生传福音。And, 因为他不老啊，他是儿子，他爸爸头发还没他白了。
And so I, in the party, I kind of preached the gospel to a white-haired old man. It turned out he's not that old. He's just a son of the other old man.
结果我们传福音交换地址。
And then we started to exchange, because I preached the gospel, we started to exchange the name and the addresses.
第二天到家里，收到一封信，他要我跟他来贷款。
And then right away, the second day, we received a letter from the company who offered to sell mortgage to us.
弟兄姊妹们，当然世界上人做生意无孔不入，这个没有办法。
Of course, now he's a very good businessman. I cannot, cannot say anything.
我也相信如果有一天能够把他带到主的面前来，他这样为了福音经营是件好事。
But I believe if we can bring this man to God, then he works so diligently, so fervently for the Lord, that'd be great.
但是如果我们侍奉主的人，神的儿女，有这样一种心思，教会不是为了敬拜，而是为了做买卖，就大错。
But if we come to church, if we have the thought that this is not for worship, but only for business, then we're greatly wrong.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说在这里不可以认识做生意哈。
I'm not saying that here you're not supposed to meet people and then have some kind of relationship.
你要有分寸。
But you have to watch your steps.
你要知道你来是为了敬拜神。
Because you have to know that when you come here is for worshiping the Lord.
这里当中界限非常难分的。
The line is very hard to draw.
事实上我不知道怎么分法。
Sometimes it's very, very hard.
我也看见弟兄在里面合伙做生意。
And I also see, people are, partners together.
我一直为他们祷告，希望他们能够因为合作的缘故，叫神的名得的荣耀，叫他们生意也一样的发达。
I pray them because of this, I pray for them that not only they will have, they know the Lord, then they glorify God, and also their business will be prosperous.
但是我心里很难过，就是当我这样为了弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，常常看见的分手，没有好好的做生意，不能在一起做生意。
A lot of times when I pray for them, and it's very sad for me to see that they are separated. They cannot work together.
我不明白。
I don't understand.
也许这不是神的旨意。
Maybe that's not God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，我很小心的说，我不是说我们的教会里面人跟人中间的关系就不能够发展成。个人的关系。
So I'm saying this very carefully, that I'm not saying that here, when we have relationship together, we cannot, develop into business partners.
那我只能劝弟兄姊妹们好好祷告，让主给你划界限，什么是可以做，什么是不可以做。
But I just want to pray that the Lord will give you very, very clear guidelines, what you can do, what you cannot.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹们是非常小的这件事情。
I know some of the brothers and sisters are very, very careful about this.
有一天我在停车场遇见两个弟兄在那里
Once I, in the parking lot, I found out there's some transaction going on, in the parking lot there. Maybe in their spirit, there's, have some, was sensitive. Although it's very, it saves a lot of time there. We don't have to, travel, go to each other's company. But they dare not to, do it in the church. They will do it outside of the parking lot. If they do this because they worship, they respect and fear the Lord, and I believe God will honor that. But the most important thing that when we come to church to worship Him is because of His glory.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。